Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This happened on Friday, and you may have not been with us. Dan wasn't. He was too busy going to weddings in Virginia and every other kind of thing. Absent without leave. And I wanted to just give you the capsule. I want to talk about it a little bit. We did on Friday, but we had a lot of Black Friday stuff going on. So Hallmark Channel is under fire. The Hollywood Reporter, it's a year-end review. This is almost like the Chick-fil-A thing, not as bad. And they are arguing it's too white and too religiously biased. 24 original films. All right, we get the white thing. They've had a few Black characters. It's not a diverse thing that Hallmark's doing with their audience. But the religious part, they're going after them because they don't put Hanukkah in, and they promised to put Hanukkah in a couple of Hanukkah films. Well, they do have them, but it's not in the title. They kind of morph it into what they do. Mm-hmm. And the presidente of Hallmark, the company, the parent company, excuses this by saying, and I'm reading direct quotes here, that Hallmark feels that Hanukkah is religious. Here's what he said. I think Christmas has become almost a secular type of holiday more than Hanukkah, which really does have more of a religious feel. I think Hanukkah, from a religious point of view, is not necessarily as commercial and not necessarily much about gift giving. It's really about those eight nights signify the religious point of view. So this guy now, his name is Bill Abbott. In order to get out from under the attack from the diversity police on religious grounds, throws Christmas under the bus. Question for you, Dan. What percentage would you say Christmas is where the religious significance of it dominates? Well, if you had to pick a percentage.
I'd say 60%.
Yeah, I'd be around there. It's clearly not 90%. Maybe it never was 90%. I don't know. But it's still predominantly, it's still. And if you're totally secular, fine. Go find a place where it's totally secular for Christmas. Why should Hallmark make Christmas secular? But that's what they're arguing here. They're not going to make it religious. There's not going to be religious significance. It's secular. Wow. And this is traditional. Is there anything out there that represents a utopian view, maybe, of I just admire, I'd love to be there to see these guys, what they create with Hallmark. They're geniuses at what they've tapped into. That stuff like this that I think is hokey, most of it, has a wide audience. It's incredible, the numbers.
It's huge.
It is. They have another channel. They have the stores. They have all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. Ro has it on constantly on the weekend.
Oh, man.
And it's that one woman that
I'm
Joe knows, this Lacey Bonetta or something. I saw her again. Yes. I
said,
is that her? Yes. She's in every film, it seems like. The knockoff of this. So is Hallmark right here? This is their defense. Hey, we're going to put on all Christmas stuff in title because Christmas is essentially secular now. I agree with Dan. I'd still put it at 60% religious significance. Yeah, and a lot of it is not. Is that a good number? Maybe a little bit higher, but certainly it's not under 50%. I mean, it's still winning the Christmas story and things related to it, and it is Christian. All right, so 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. At the end of your call, don't forget, hit us with that biopic that you think is just excellent. And we're using biopic in the broadest sense. We've got some great ones like Patton, Saving Private Ryan, Goodfellas, that's one of my favorite, is based on Henry Hill. One follow-up to our guest, to Egg Harbor Township now. You know, you hear this type of stuff, is having a big vote, a big school board meeting tomorrow night, Dan, on the issue of what they're going to do, and they appear to be leaning toward accommodating, I don't know, one transgendered student by completely reworking their bathrooms and locker room facilities and all. This is like every town USA. I don't see that as a particularly liberal bastion of anything, right?
No.
Doesn't strike me.
Not
as
at all.
Even it's, oh, it's in Jersey, and that appears to be, from what I read over the weekend, where they're headed. So this is coming to your area. It's coming to your school district, and there are not enough voices saying this is gone way too far. Then there's the damage on the issue of having seven-year-olds in the middle of this make these decisions, go through hormone stuff that is dangerous and difficult, and then even worse later on with operations and stuff that's involved with this. Wow. And it's there with the pronoun stuff and everything else that is driving this. That's why there is more of it. So is it just that we become more sensitive and that's why we're seeing more people? Or is it actually being driven by all that's going on around us and it's going to provoke more of this? So phone lines are 855-839-1210. And as I said, Hallmark now. You know, Hallmark, if you're a fan, what is it that you get from Hallmark? I think it's the comfort, the calmness of it, the traditions of it, the happy endings of it. In a world where it's exhausting, where everything is under fire constantly, right? Every tradition, everything there, they reinforce that. So I don't understand how the president of Hallmark felt such pressure because he didn't have enough hot. He has two Hanukkah films, but they're not in the title. And he has four African-American leads, he claimed, in their 24 original films or something this year. And he feels the pressure to have to say, in defense, well, we don't see Christmas as religious. Wow. I wrote about this. The Thursday column you'll see in the Bucks County Courier-Times and also the Doylestown Intelligencer. Basically saying that this is just some of the stunning stuff that we've seen. We've seen the Girl Scouts, if you missed that show, tell parents not to be trying to encourage their daughters or young daughters to hug Uncle Dano when he comes over or Aunt Matilda because she's given him a present or something or they haven't seen him in a while. Otherwise, they'll turn to doing the same thing with guys when they buy them dinner and give them sexual favors. The Girl Scouts. Then we had Chick-fil-A, and that's still simmering, try to undercut Salvation Army. And now we have Hallmark saying, nope, in our view, Christmas is not religious. Now, I don't think Hallmark should be like the Catholic Channel or whatever, but you mean to say in their films Christmas doesn't have religious overtones to it? It's just a secular thing that it's just all about the gifts? Doesn't Hallmark talk about a lot of values that are informed by one's faith at Christmas? Helping others, generosity, redemption. Isn't that what they do? Isn't that religion? Isn't it informed by that? Why are they running from that? Hallmark. It's like a little, you know, the Hollywood Reporter comes out with this report against them and gets people riled up. You're not diverse. You know what they could say is, look, we respect this. You did this. We have our audience. Our audience loves what Hallmark is doing. And we are representing traditional American values. And leave it at that. Is that so hard? Do you have to go after Christmas? 855-839-1210. You get in. All right, let me go to Jack in Havertown. Hey, Jack, welcome in.
Good morning, Dom. Listen, this guy from the shows you were just talking about, the Hallmark, he ought to just say, look, this is what sells for me. You sell whatever you want to sell. That's all. He doesn't have to say we're religious or not religious. But I wanted to say something about Ray Dininger.
Yes.
Didn't anybody pay attention? This guy Mills has given up 21 or 22 touchdowns this season. Don't they have anybody else that can pretend he's a defensive back?
Yeah, well, Darby and Mills, these were the guys that were waiting to get back, Jack, are not exactly overwhelming. Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's more Doug Peterson, though, has lost his way here. And we're going to see if he can reclaim it or not, you know?
My bio is somebody that is unbelievable, one of the great Italians of all time, Unbroken.
Yeah, Unbroken is a true story, and yep. That guy, I mean...
incredible.
Incredible biopic. What the Japanese did, you just read Bill O'Reilly's book, Killing the Rising Sun, and you get a sense of what the Japanese were engaged in. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210, and you can get on board. So if you're Hallmark, isn't this the bastion of where people are turning to? I mean, I haven't seen the latest monthly rating, say, but in this holiday season, it's incredible the things they beat out. It is just unbelievable. And it's America is turning to it because they want traditional stories. They like things. There is no element in there that people might object to. There are happy endings. I don't remember ever seeing one where there wasn't. And it's a huge franchise. And when Lori Loughlin was out there publicly, so out there, you know, for her alleged crimes, they got rid of her very quickly. So the question is, why would you have to resort to this? Why not just fire back saying, we are meeting an audience here in America that loves what we do? It's shocking to me. If you would tell me the Hallmark Channel would have the numbers that they do. It's incredible. And to do 24 original holiday films, I think that means Thanksgiving, Christmas, I believe.
My future mother-in-law is probably giving 90% of their high ratings because she sets her DVR to record literally every movie that Hallmark Channel shows.
And my argument would be, I'd say the same thing to Roe. How much different is there? I know when the pivot point is going to be, the little music they play in the pivot point.
Oh, it's so predictable, it's not even funny.
But it's genius. It's what people want. They can't get enough of it. And the reason is the rest of society's gone to hell. And Hallmark here, no, it's saying...
It's so true.
It's saying, you know, particularly in this era of back and forth with Trump and the Democrats, it's calm. Things do work out. Things are manageable. People do succeed. People are redeemed. The woman they want to be the suitor wins in the end. I know there's a lot of princes on Hallmark, though. There's a lot of guys that have a crown of some sort or another, right? And it's always some blonde that they don't like that is in the catbird seat that loses out to the brunette.
Let's just write a Hallmark movie real quick.
Yes, I think but they're geniuses to produce 24 of these. You know how much it takes? I saw one last night that Roe had on where that Lacey woman was in Rome. I don't think they were in Rome. I don't know how they did that, but I hear they film in Vancouver, and that's about it. So 855-839-1210. Why resort to throwing Christmas under the bus? Also, let me know, have you bought your Christmas tree for this year yet? I'll tell you which group of people is driving sales big time, and there's a couple reasons why the Christmas tree might cost more this year. Couple big reasons that seem to be coming out. How much are you willing to pay? Dan, how about you? I don't think we ever paid more than $50 for a Christmas tree.
We spent just under $200 for our tree.
What? What kind of craziness
is that?
Well,
it was a fake tree from Michaels.
Oh, okay, a fake tree.
And it gives us, what, 20 years out of
service?
So
you're just going to toddle home and put the fake tree up then?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's so much easier.
It's
not only is it easier, but as I said in the last hour, I'm viciously allergic to balsam.
I don't know if I could go to a fake tree house. I might have to comment on it.
Dom, my allergies are so bad that in the hall, I can't walk into the not the Hallmark store, but the Yankee Candle store because it smells like Christmas trees, and I'll walk out with a huge headache.
All right, well, you get a reprieve on that. But otherwise, would you have a real tree?
No.
All right, 855. If I had said that to Ro, we wouldn't be married. There's no way she would go for a guy who wants a fake tree.
Yeah.
That'd be it. No,
I'd go for an aluminum tree if I had to.
Oh, I know you would. I could tell just by this. Oh, my. 855-839-1210. I still think the lion's share, I haven't seen the statistics this year, got to be in the 60th percentile, though, of Americans that have real trees. versus artificial, I think. See if the National Tree Growers, or who has that number. Do you have a real Christmas tree? Dan just gave me a stat. I don't want to go through all the minutiae, but that is hard to believe, of the number of people. But guess who are driving the surge this year and driving up prices? Millennials. Millennials want Christmas trees. They're starting families again. That's what the argument is. And could this be due to, oh, I don't know, President Trump? What is the reason, though, you might pay more this season? Well, it's because during the Obama recession years, apparently tree farmers did not plant as many seedlings because people were not able to afford it. Headline, you can thank the Great Recession for 2019's Christmas tree shortage. For a third year in a row, families and Christmas tree farms across the region are bracing for a shortage of trees. Now, I didn't experience that last year. And I wonder if you did. So now we're seeing a race of people out there buying trees well before what I thought would be kind of customary. In other words, like the day after Thanksgiving or something, people are buying up trees. Huh. Did you make a rush? Are you afraid of the price, how much they'd be driven up by? And what's driving millennials? Oh, also, I have to ask this all the time. How much do you tip the tree guy? The guy that puts the tree, ropes it onto your car, that kind of thing. I think $5 is fine. All right? I don't think you have to pay more than $5 for something like that. $2 might be, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes into that or could go into that. How much do you pay the guy that helps with the tree and helps get it on the car? So, Dan, you have an artificial tree. You avoid all these situations.
Nice box in my basement right now.
Yeah, I think $5 is plenty for that.
Could you imagine just going Christmas tree shopping and the only place you had to go was your basement?
It's disgusting.
So convenient, Dom.
I feel American. This is another sign of the apocalypse.
82% of us,
it's
Dom.
Coming. I don't know if we get to the new year with the apocalypse coming, with artificial trees all over the place.
I didn't know you had a war against artificial trees,
yes,
too.
Yes. Something wrong with you. Come on. Have an allergy.
No, not at all.
But, I mean,
I don't discredit anybody for having artificial trees, though. It's so much cleaner. You don't have to worry about trees
it's
dying.
It's artificial. That's the whole thing.
What's
that's
it matter?
Wrong.
It looks the same.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
nobody,
it does.
It doesn't have the smell of it. There's nothing like a real tree.
If I brought you down to City Hall and I pointed out the tree, or pointed out at a tree, could you tell me if it was artificial?
Yes, absolutely. I'd spot it.
I don't believe you.
Instantly. Bring them on. I could tell you instantly. Absolutely.
Maybe we'll do a tree testing.
Yes. I mean, there are other things that are artificial, too, that I think I can spot. Yeah, just leave that.
Hair joke goes here.
No, not the hair joke. Females. Same kind of thing. There might be a correlation of fake hair and then fake trees. All right, let's go to Judy in South Jersey. Hey, Judy, welcome in.
Hi. I'm glad you told the reason behind all the Hallmark Christmas movies. I am so sick of those movies. They start in July, and now they're all year round, but it makes sense if it's not about a religious holiday. But I'm going to even stop buying Hallmark if this is the truth, that it's not about the holiday, religious holiday.
Well, that's a direct quote of the guy. Look, he got dusted a little bit by the diversity police saying, why don't you put Hanukkah in the titles of some of these films? Even though, Judy, a couple of them are about Hanukkah in one way or another, and he says that's because they're overtly religious. We don't do that. They are the principle of Christmas in the media, bar none. They ought to revel.
Exactly.
They ought to revel in it and say, yes, there are secular aspects, but Christmas has religious. Yeah, that's why we do it.
Well, they certainly make enough money off of the religious people.
Because, yeah.
I mean, I buy my Christmas cards at Hallmark. I wish I'd known.
Well, I got to say this. It's one of my favorite shopping places for a row. The stuff in there, there's
exactly.
A lot of little things. Oh, yeah, just love it. Well, maybe this guy will have a comeback, Judy, but it is disappointing. He gets a little bit of pressure and he throws Christmas aside.
Maybe they should get pressure from us.
Well, that's right. I'm writing about this. People put it out there nationally, various conservative websites. Maybe people would say, go back and rephrase this and just tell this guy, look, you got two Hanukkah films. If you don't like it, don't watch. That's what it comes down to. Come on.
Exactly.
Hanukkah is not a major religious or major holiday. It's not. Anybody, rabbis and others would tell you it is just not. It's a nice thing, but it's not the center of the religion at all, where Christmas is not the center. Easter is, but it's second.
It's second, and most people that celebrate Hanukkah do it bigger than they probably would because of Hallmark and because of Christmas, because they certainly have enough Hanukkah cards in their stores.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. So what is your biopic?
The one that I can think of that I watched most recently was The Loudest Voice.
Roger Ailes. Very good choice. That's a good one.
That's a great one.
That is a great one.
It's a series similar to The Crown, which was mentioned today. So it doesn't necessarily fit biopic. I guess it does fit
it does,
biopic,
yeah.
Right?
I never met Roger Ailes. One time I was in the office with O'Reilly, and one of the seconds said, Ailes is on the floor. And it was like everybody was, you know.
You said earlier, though, that Al Pacino in his makeup kind of didn't allow you to suspend your disbelief.
No, not at all.
It was just Al Pacino in makeup. That's how I felt about Russell Crowe in the Loudest Voice. He puts on a fat suit. He ages himself 30 years. And I just couldn't buy it. It looked like Russell Crowe in a fat suit. I couldn't buy that it was him.
They didn't get enough of the genius of Roger Ailes. They did the bluster. They did the sexism.
Yeah.
All there, all true. They didn't get the genius of this guy, of what he created. First, how he revived Richard Nixon. Second, how he revived Ronald Reagan. He's responsible. Reagan was on the ropes there in 84. And then how he created out of thin air Fox News, just what we're talking about, traditional America. And that's why people are so sensitive when Megyn Kelly started up and some of the other stuff with Fox News. Because this is the one channel, I'll maintain this forever, it's not about conservative, even though that's mixed in. Fox News tilts toward traditional America. MSNBC is urban America, untraditional America, progressive America. Fox News and CNN's nothing, but Fox News, more than conservative, is traditional America. Patriotism, small town, military, all those elements. Let's go to Bruce in Germantown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning to you, Dom. Yeah, I go down with my family to roughly Rockville, Maryland, every Thanksgiving and Black Friday. We go out and get the trees. We go to a tree farm. It's out in the boonies, but they have not raised their prices. We usually cut down two. We always get two, but this year we cut down one and bought a pre-cut. They're both the same price, $75. Nice big, like
$75 each.
Pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gorgeous trees, but and we tip $5. Or we do all the work. You got to lug them, and if the guys twine them up. But we put them on the car, and I bring a bag full of bungees. We do everything, although they would do it. But
right.
We still throw $5 in, and it's a great experience. It's a fun thing to do, and you get to really pick what you want and see them, you know, au naturel before they're lashed up, and you don't know what you're getting.
Well,
so it's fun.
I'm glad that the price has not gone up. Then maybe these are scare stories driving this. And what do you think of a guy like Dan with the artificial tree in his box at home, and he's happy with that?
The only use I had for that, when we had a place with an enclosed porch, I would put another one out there.
Okay.
You know, with the lights on it, it looks nice at night, but you're just walking past it. It's not in your house being a Christmas tree.
No, it would be a disgrace to your honor.
Yeah.
It would be, Dan.
I'm being talked down to it by a guy that drives 5 hours to Maryland to buy a tree that's $75. Come on.
Well, wait. No, I don't bring them up to Philly. They go to the family's house there. It's a local.
Okay.
Well,
that
makes it better. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. What's your bio?
We go back at Christmas.
Okay. What's your biopic?
I like the Monuments Men. It's a group bio, but those guys did a lot of amazing work and really admirable stuff recovering all those well-hidden, important treasures. So
very
like that
nice.
One.
That's an interesting choice. All right. At the end of your call, what's your biopic? We have a gift certificate. We'll do a little bit of lightning round here soon. And Joe's out today, so it's just the committee. It'll be Dan and I, and I'm a natural tree guy. I remember one year, Rose family, I forget the reason what happened, went out to dinner on City Line Avenue on Thanksgiving. I almost couldn't go. It was appalling. Even though I don't do any of the work, but I just don't think you ought to go out to dinner on that.
Yeah.
They never did it again. I had to register my disdain. The Giordanos would never do that. Ro is still trying to live it down. But you tell her, let's get a nice artificial tree. It's easy to assemble. We won't have to go out. It'll be up.
Fantastic.
Yeah, when I tell her at Seven Fishes, which is on the 16th, just 2 weeks from today, domsfeast.com, don't forget, Dan is an aficionado of the artificial tree. There's going to be big trouble there.
There's going to be a lot. If you're not going to domsfeast.com, the Feast of the Seven Fishes, it's going to be a very interesting affair with a table of me, my girlfriend, Dom, his wife, Joe, and whatever he brings, and my father, who doesn't have politics that quite agree with me nor Dom.
But he's a Pulitzer winner?
Yeah, finalist.
Finalist.
Yes.
Well, that's pretty good. That's going to be an interesting discussion. I'll put him next to DJ.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.